so enjoy doing intro music. I really do. This is RobertLinai.com. We are T-minus 26 hours from Missouri game. I can't even say it. I'm so, you know, nervous and stomach twisted, and I talked myself into thinking we could maybe win finally, and I just, well, that's going to be the topic for today. My three fears going into the Missouri game, okay? And I really shouldn't have fears because we're like 12, 13 point underdogs, so it's like, you know, hey, a win would be a bonus and this and that. But here's what I'm afraid of seeing. Number one, number one is obviously the secondary. What we thought would be the secondary starting, you know, I go all the way back to the end of last year when I put together a depth chart for this fall. And of the two deep I had in the secondary, we have three of those guys right now on the roster or healthy. And everybody else is either injured or left school. So, you know, take any team. You know, I'm watching college football last night. Take Utah and take their two deep at safety and just take away five random guys, some of which are their best players. Just plug in anybody. What do you think of Utah's secondary? You think, wow, pretty green. These guys even know what they're doing. I bet Pitt be able to pass the ball on them. You know, that's what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid that our secondary, you know, yeah, Justin Green's fast and probably a better athlete, and it's going to be great to have him there. Yeah, maybe Tavon Wilson is a physical guy and is better suited at safety, but he's been there for 8 days. I'm frightened our secondary is just going to have lapses, and I thought you had him. Hey, I released him to you. Why is he wide open by 36 yards? So that's fear number one. Fear number two is penalties. You go up to camp and you watch scrimmages and you watch the offense click down the field pretty good, and you watch Shieldhouse be pretty solid, and you think, wow, they can consistently move the ball. Maybe they're not throwing the 22-yard in or the big long tight end seam route, but they seem pretty efficient, and you know, we probably know what we get with LeShore, and you get excited about that. And then you come out in a game, and suddenly that third and six you convert, the left guard was holding, and now it's third and 16, and you probably don't have a play to pull that off. Or it's third and two, and you bring in the full house backfield, and you're going to pound it with LeShore or Ford and get your first down, and the, you know, Ryan Palmer jumps, and suddenly third and two becomes third and seven, and you have to pass it and this and that. Or, you know, you stop Missouri on third down, but to do that, you know, all the penalties we've had secondary, we've had, Dante Hardeman head hunting penalties, you know, can we play efficient? Cause we need to win this game. We have to play efficiently. We have to, you know, this offense isn't going to be just big play after big play. So to do that, we can't put ourselves in third and 17. So are we going to be able to do that? I don't know. You know, it's easy when you're watching practice to think, wow, it's really efficient. Throw in three penalties somewhere randomly, and suddenly that efficiency looks really poor because you're in second and long, or you're taken out of your game plan that you wanted to do. My third fear is going to be, it's going to sound kind of funny. I'm afraid the offensive line. I'm afraid the offensive line, in this new blocking scheme and this strong and weak, doesn't exactly know what they're doing yet. I don't want to even say that. It's different from the spread blocking scheme, so it's brand new. So I think Thornton and Posick and Allen can really open some holes, but are they enough into the scheme yet? I don't know. So that's it. That's my three fears. 26 hours. Let's do this.